Today in San Francisco, the Grace Cathedral performed Fauré's Requiem, a familiar offering on Veterans Day. But the church used the Mass to honor those who died for any reason, not just in service to the country. We have a report now from Nathaniel Johnson of member station KALW.
In 1887, when Gabriel Fauré wrote his Requiem, his music to honor the dead, he decided to break with tradition. He had played the organ at burial services for years, hammering out bombastic melodies that made much of power and judgment. He said, "I wanted to write something different." Fauré called his Requiem a lullaby of death, but he didn't stop at changing the tone of the music.
He picked and chose among the traditional Latin text.
Jeffrey Smith is director of music at Grace Cathedral. The thing about a Requiem, it's supposed to take the liturgy, the words to be recited in church, and set them to music, not change them around. But Fauré didn't follow the rules. He took a whole section called Dies Irae, or Wrath of God, and just cut most of it.
And that's the movement which has most to do with hell and with judgment and with terror. And he has but a few lines from that, and then he moves on. The other interesting thing that scholars would debate about is, in one text, the original text in Latin reads, "Deliver the souls of all faithful departed." And Fauré eliminates the word faithful, so "deliver the souls of all departed." Some would say that wasn't an oversight. He meant to make a statement by that.
That's certainly the statement the church means to make. November 11th is Veterans Day here in the U.S. and celebrated at Episcopal churches around the world as a day to remember the casualties of war. This service, however, is a requiem for all souls. Soldiers, insurgents, people with AIDS, people killed by murderers, and those condemned to death by the courts. The Episcopal Church makes a point to honor them all. And sometimes that doesn't sit well with authorities, says Alan Jones, the dean of Grace Cathedral.
And during the Falklands War, when Mrs. Thatcher wanted a triumphal service, it wasn't a requiem, but the Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral, Alan Webster, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Robert Runcie, insisted on praying for all the dead, the Argentine dead as well as the British.
A dozen boys in purple robes and white ruffles are rehearsing their big moment in the Fauré Requiem, the Pia Jesu.
Can you go oi 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 for me?
Oi oi oi.
Now can you go oi oi oi?
Oi oi oi.
At the moment, Jeffrey Smith is absorbed by the technical details of the music.
Now sing pee.
Pee.
That's exactly the tone we'd like. That's just right.
But when it all comes together, he expects the piece to be moving, especially given the context.
One of the things that is special about this service is the quality of the music, yeah, that it's great music, but also that people come ready to be moved by the music rather than impressed by the music.
It's sacred music, performed not as a concert, but as a religious ceremony. Nonetheless, the Dean of Grace Cathedral, Alan Jones, says the music can speak to anyone.
Atheists, Christians, non-Christians, half-believers, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, people of goodwill with an open heart, always and absolutely welcome.
On this Veterans Day, U.S. troops are fighting a war that polls say the majority of Americans think is a mistake. Alan Jones says the Requiem won't fix that. It won't end wars. It's simply designed to honor the dead. But, he says, that's a good starting point. For NPR News, I'm Nathaniel Johnson.